is Jarvis Smith. And you are listening to Candle of Knowledge.
Man, it's been a long time since I said that. Matter of fact, it's been about 4 years since I last said that in 2020 when I released Volume 3, Season 3 of Candle of Knowledge. And there's so many places that I want to take this, and there's so many different ways I want to go with this, but I want to start with the obvious. And that is, why did Candle of Knowledge go quiet after Volume 3? And what have you, Jarvis, what have you been up to? If you're new to the podcast, want a quick summary of what this podcast is about? Well, this podcast is about the lessons that my parents taught me in the wake of the deaths and how I'm using it as a way to guide through my life. And that right there is a key place I want to start with, my life. You know, when I created this series, Candle of Knowledge, I didn't create Candle of Knowledge just to hit record and just release episodes every Friday. That was never the concept of the podcast. The podcast started out as a monthly podcast, and then it just evolved into a weekly series once I got a lot of the episodes done. But overall, I always came to the podcast. I always hit the record button when I had something to say, when I had something to express about the memories of my parents and the stories that I want to share about them and my childhood and my friends and my other family members that were along with me in the journey. And I achieved that within the first three volumes. I feel like I achieved this so much that, you know, once I got to the episode that featured Christopher Wendland, which was my high school teacher, and he pretty much was the prologue episode to the entire series because he was the original person who came up with the concept and idea of Candle of Knowledge and presented to me. Once I got to that point with that one, I feel like I kind of told that narrative. I told that story of my parents, who they were, who I am, who my close friends are, who my brother is, and just our family history and the lessons they taught me. I even tied it in with some of my music that I was creating when I was younger and how those songs had new purpose after my parents passed away. So I was saying to myself, what is this series about now? Now that you've said everything, now that you've done everything, now that you've, you know, been able to, you know, express yourself and just get everything off your chest during the grieving process that you want to say for that time. Well, the key thing is, and I guess I could say with a lot of the different artists that I listen to as far as musicians or filmmakers or whatever that I'm really into, you know, they always have that period where they take a break, they go away, they experience life, and they come back with a new purpose. And that is what it is for me. You know, life. Life had to happen for me. And from 2021, 2022, 2023, life has definitely happened for me. And what are those things that I'm talking about? Well, I became an uncle. We're going to get to that. You know, I got featured in a magazine for music for my career, which was a nice career highlight. We'll definitely get to that. I went back to my old high school with my old high school teacher to speak to the new class roughly 15, 16 years after I graduated. That was so surreal. And we're going to get to that. And right now, we're going to talk about where I'm at right now, which is coming off of a trip traveling to London. And that was such a big deal, the London part, and the great starting point right here for this new period of Candle of Knowledge, which I'm calling rebirth. Because this right here, this trip that I took to London and Paris, was dedicated to the memories of my parents, in particular, my father, who manifested my trips overseas, in particular to London a long time ago, back in 2010. I know in one of the episodes during Volume 3, I talked about the car rides that my father would tell me, that my father would give me going to school, and the motivational talks and just the different conversations that we would have, or more so he would have with me, and I would just listen. All the, you know, pep talks that he would give me on my way to school, from high school all the way to college. And one of the things that he would say to me was, man, Jay, you're doing so much. You're doing so much, man. It's so crazy what you're doing. And he meant this all in a good way. I see you in London one day, man, the way that you move. And I see you going to London one day with all the different career opportunities and things that you're pursuing with your passions. He was the one that said that to me, man, roughly 2009, 2010, around that period. And he just kept saying it over and over and over and over and over again, every single car ride during my college years. Now, you got to remember, at this time, I had no plans of ever moving out of the state of Illinois, let alone to a state like California, let alone just even having the opportunity to experience things that I experienced. My father, though, he put that he had that vision, you know, he had that vision of what was to come just from the person that he saw, the work that I was doing, the focus that I had, and the dedication that I had. So for me to make it to this trip to London and to make it happen and to be there in this city, and just to experience all the different things that I was experiencing, it was just a moment of realization, a moment of my father's dreams coming true for me, and just his energy being felt fully within that moment. And it was purely beautiful, and it was absolute magic, you know? You know, I think one of the big things that I'm taking away from this is just this thing called manifest destiny. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of different interpretations of it, but the interpretation that I'm going with when I say the word manifest destiny is a future event that is sure to happen, a destiny that can be clearly seen and that cannot be changed. That right there is really what I feel my father did for me, man. And, you know, it was something that he laid out. He said it and he spoke it to it, spoke it already. And you know, it was something that was going to be laid out for me to happen for me. Is a future event that he saw that I truly do believe that was a destiny that I had to walk down that was going to happen regardless of what was going to go on in this world, what was going to happen to him with him not being in my life no more. When he said that, you know, is a destiny that was very clear to him and that was not going to change once those words came out of his mouth. And I'm not trying to get so like, you know, I don't know, supernatural or something like that or whatever. I really am not. But it's just, I truly do believe that though, man. I truly do believe that his words clearly articulated what was going to happen for my future. And there was no changing of that. This was my destiny from his manifestations. When I think about the words rebirth, that's the first thing that came to me when I was thinking about this trip, as I was booking the trip, as I was getting all the different items ready and packing the suitcase and, you know, all the stuff that I was doing to get ready. It was just the words rebirth. That was the key thing that was on my mind. I put together a playlist of just different artists I'm into, different songs that I'm into that were feeling my energy at the same time. And I'm just thinking about some of the songs that are coming to me, like Big Crit, Hometown Hero, J. Cole, Let Go My Hand, The Sunday Service Collective, Easy On Me, the live version of it, Corinne Lomax, Too Young, the cover she did of Post Malone's song, Bon Iver, 8, Circle, you know, Dijon, Many Times, Kendrick Lamar, Count Me Out, The Artist Friday, God Did, solo version, just his vocals only, not the full song, even though it's a cool song. Jack Ross, Saved. J Electronica, APIDTA. Tupac, Thug's Mansion. Nas, Woo for the Children. Kid C, Ghost, Reborn. Priya Raghu, Let Me Breathe, Repraise. Just some of the songs that I'm naming off right now. And all those songs were helping inspire my mindset and just getting me ready for this trip and what this all meant to me. And just through this, I was finding the words and finding the purpose of what I wanted to do, what I wanted to say, and what I wanted to bring into this new collection of episodes for Candle of Knowledge and why I'm back. Rebirth to me is just about re-finding that creative spirit, reigniting that creative spirit that's always within me, but finding it in a new way. Rebooting the series of Candle of Knowledge and taking it in a different direction because of the format and some of the things that I did before. I'm going to switch up just a little bit. I'm going to bring in things like interviews, just a little bit with different people that I got a chance to connect with that have been a part of my life, close to my life. You know, we're going to experiment with some of the different formattings and telling the stories and how we introduce music. And it's not going to be about my music You know, it's going to be about just reintroducing certain people that were in the first volume, like Q, Sane, and having an update of their stories, my brother, etc. And then also, it's just about continuing on this journey and rediscovering myself at the age of 35. Because when I started this series, I was 30. And now here we are at 35. So the rediscovery of myself is very exciting. And the purpose that I'm on and the mission that I'm on is also extremely exciting. I feel that with this period of Candle of Knowledge, I feel like I'm working on what I feel like is the beginnings of my magnum opus. That's just the feeling I have right now. And that's what's bringing me back right here to this microphone, right here to you. So if you're new, I appreciate you selecting this podcast and welcome to Candle of Knowledge. And if you're returning, I appreciate you as well for continuing on with me and hearing more stories from me throughout this journey of Candle of Knowledge. Because this is definitely something that has so much meaning to me and means so much to me to get these experiences and thoughts and ideas and emotions off my chest and into this microphone. I think the main thing I just want to say is that always strive to be pioneering for yourself and your future and never be afraid to step onto the unknown territory. I had no idea about what it's like to travel overseas. I don't know what it's like to be in another country. It's my first time doing all those things, but I couldn't let fear stop me. I couldn't let any type of insecurity stop me. I couldn't let anything get in my way. I was determined to make this trip happen, and it was really special to make this trip happen. In order for me to find that spark that I have right now, and I hopefully it's being transferred very well to you through my voice, this trip was important. You know, throughout this grieving process, and I'm still, you know, going through the different stages of grief, but I will say this. One of the things that kind of kept going through my mind was, you know, because I'm going so far away and, you know, this is my first time out of the country, so far away from home. I kept saying this to myself, what if something happens to me? What if something happens to me? And, you know, just, I don't know, something goes on with the plane or something happens here where basically, you know, not to get too morbid, but yes, something happens to me where, hey, man, like you're not, you know, longer to continue on with your life, right? And, you know, I'm thinking about that. And a lot. And then, of course, that was still kind of playing throughout my mind once we got the plane and stuff like that. And you know, just moving into our flat that we had, and also just discovering everything that we're experiencing and stuff like that. It kept going through my mind about, you know, what if something happens to me? But instead of having that anxious feeling of what if something happens to me, I had more of a calm feeling about that. And I'm not speaking anything to existence. I'm not speaking anything negative. But I think to me, I was slowly becoming more accepting that if something were to happen to me where I could not continue on, going back to what I was saying about manifest destiny, I would have been just me talking about me, okay with that. And that was so important for me to get to that point. And that really came to me when I got to Paris. It was so important for me to get to that point because I feel like that's when I began to understand and accept in the grieving stage, you know, death and loss and understand its place within the stages of grief. And with that, I'm able to live, you know? This trip was about living in the moment, but for me to really live in the moment, I had to understand and respect loss and death. And such a painful, hurtful thing, but you just have to understand where it sits in life. So as you live your life, you understand where death lies, so you make every single moment count. And that's what this trip was about, making every single moment count. Damn. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. I did it. Candle of Knowledge is a
Line Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC. If you want more information about the podcast, go ahead and visit candleofknowledge.com. Once again, that's candleofknowledge.com. If you want to follow the podcast on social media, the main social media account is Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. Once again, that's Candle of Knowledge on Instagram. I also have a playlist too on YouTube. It's in the show notes of this episode right here. It's called the Rebirth Playlist. It's just a collection of all the different artists and songs that inspired this volume of Candle of Knowledge. If you like what you heard for this podcast and you want to take things a step further, you can donate to the podcast using the link in the show notes of this podcast too, called Acast Supporter. That platform allows you to contribute a small amount of money to the podcast and help an independent DIY podcast producer like myself continue to tell more great stories about my family. And finally, the easiest thing that you can do to support the podcast is follow, comment, like, share, engage with the podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms if you truly enjoy the content, because again, your support goes a long way in that way as well. And just share it with someone that you appreciate genuinely, because that means a lot. Thank you for listening once again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.